everybody's well aware, the schedule's rather flexible this time of year. It's 2:45, May 9th, 2007. With me this afternoon after recess is Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Elton, Senator Thomas, Senator Dyson. We'll be shortly joined with Senator Huggins, who went to another committee to get a quorum, and he'll be back up. This afternoon, we're going to take up Senate Bill 69, Legal Services Fund, and then we're going to take up House Bill 121, Workers' Compensation Records, and then we're going to go on to Senate Bill 104, AGEA. First, we'll bring up Senate Bill 69, an act setting up the Civil's Legal Services Fund. It's been several weeks since we heard the original bill. We have been working with the sponsor, Senator McGuire, on a CS, and the intent is to move the CS today if everything looks appropriate. And with that, could I have a motion to adopt the CS version C?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 69, dated version C by Bailey, dated May 9, 2007, as a working document.
We have a motion. CS is a working document. Hearing no objection. Senator McGuire, if you could please introduce yourself and then walk us through the CS that you so robustly embrace.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you very much at this late point in the session for hearing a bill that I've worked so many years on. So it would be 7 years now. And I think we've finally got a fix. So on page one, line eight, after the word may, we are inserting the word only, and then appropriate to the fund from all or part of the amounts. Okay, that's stricken. So what the chairman in discussions had desired is to make sure that we have some fiscal certainty surrounding this particular fund. And I agreed with him that we didn't want to start down a path where it would just grow and grow and become another liability. So the idea is that we're confining the appropriations to those only from that punitive damages fund, which was my intent in the bill, but this makes it stronger and more clear that this wouldn't be a liability that would come out of GF and burden the state at potentially a time where we don't have the money.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Senator McGuire? Hearing no questions, seeing no call-ins. We'll go to the Fairbanks LIO, Andy Harrington from Fairbanks. And Mr. Harrington, I'd like your thoughts on the new CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the new CS is very faithful to the original concept, and we'd be very satisfied with it.
Could you please introduce yourself and who you work for or who you represent for the record, please?
Yes, I apologize, Mr. Chair. I'm Andy Harrington. I'm the Executive Director of Alaska Legal Services Corporation.
Okay, thank you. Have any questions? May I have a motion, Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee move out CS for Senate Bill 98, version C by Bailey, dated May 5, 1969. Version C by Bailey, dated May 9, 2007, with accompanying fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion on the table to move the bill with accompanying fiscal note and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Senator McGuire, for working with our office and driving the fiscal note to zero. With that, we're going to take up House Bill 121, Workers' Compensation Records. This is a bill we've also heard before. It's been since last week. There's when we adopted the CS for CS for House Bill 121 version M as our working document. It intends to move this bill unless something shows up that it's going to take a little more time. And with that, Representative Wilson has joined us with her trustee aide, Cliff Stone. And if, Rep. Wilson, if you can introduce yourself and who you represent for the record, and maybe just walk through this bill to refresh everybody's memory.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my name is Representative Peggy Wilson from District 2. And basically, House Bill 121, it protects workers from discrimination in the workplace and also protects workers' privacy, and especially with identity theft nowadays that we're concerned about that. And did you want me to go through each section?
Well, it won't take you very long. It's a pretty short bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Cliff Stone, staff to Representative Wilson. Section 1 simply amends 2330-107B and prohibits the employee's name, address, social security number, electronic mail address, and telephone number contained on any record. Section 2 is amended by adding a new subsection to read, an employee may elect to authorize the disclosure of the employee's name, address, social security number, electronic mail address, and telephone number contained in a record described in B of this section by signing a declaration on a form provided by the division. And I only point that out, Mr. Chairman, because it's a feature called an opt-in opt-in clause, if you will, that the department will have to devise and then present to any of those workers that might want to let their information be public and to have that information out there for folks to see.
Okay. Thank you. And the CS we have before us changed back to the House Labor and Commerce version and move the fiscal note to zero. So when we move the CS, we'll move the previous two fiscal notes, not the top one showing $292,000. Does anybody have any questions on the bill? Senator Elton, and Senator Huggins, and Senator Thomas.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just a simple one for either the representative or Mr. Stone. Refresh my memory. How does the opt-in work? If somebody requests the information that is prohibited in this, does the department then go to the employee and say, somebody has made a request for the information, do you want us to release it? Or is this a general form that is just given to the employee upon the time of employment?
Senator Elton, through the chair, that was discussed a little bit in Senate Judiciary yesterday, and the department testified that once this bill passes, if it indeed does, they would devise such a form. The plan is not in place yet when that would be introduced to that employee that had filed a workers' comp claim. Whether it's at the beginning of the process, would they have to ask for that form on their own? They haven't worked out the mechanics of that, and that would come with the regulations.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Senator Huggins and Senator Thomas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the second paragraph in your sponsor statement says, as amended on the House floor, employees' names and addresses can still be released to the general public. Would you tell us what that means?
Well, in this bill, in this committee substitute, all of that is taken out. And so they cannot give the name, the address, the social security number, the electronic mail address, the telephone number. They can't give any of that information, but before they could.
Right.
And on the floor of the House, they changed it so that you still could give the name and address.
Okay.
Senator Huggins, follow up.
If I might, a follow up. So if I am a lawyer, and I am looking to get a client for a workman's compensation case, and I call and say, give me what happens?
Well, it depends on whether the lawyer already represents somebody or not.
No, doesn't. Just
okay. If they, when someone has, they were talking about this in judiciary,
right.
And the department said they would set up the regulations, but they felt that this is the way it would be. The person that comes in and files a claim, right away they could say, well, do you want your information given out to anybody? And if they say yes and sign the paper, then it happens right then. And, you know, that would be the, because not all of them even actually go into any kind of a case at all.
Right.
You know, so that would just depend on the person that, and I have a letter here from the reason for the department came to me because of this, but I got a letter also. It says, my husband, is it right if I read the letter? Or parts of one paragraph.
If you want to, Senator or Representative Wilson, go ahead.
My husband Gene and I have both had minor injuries while we were working at Trident Seafoods Corporation Shore Plant in Sandpoint, Alaska. We each received unwelcome solicitations from some lawyer back east asking if we were injured on a floating processing vessel. I do not want my personal information made available to the public, and wondered how these lawyers got my name in the first place. And they went to the company they were working for, and the company says it wasn't us. And then she found out that it was the department that had given it out. And it says, I do not believe it is appropriate for the state of Alaska to release this information without my consent. And it says, to be blunt, the fact that I have suffered an injury in the workplace and filed a claim under its workers' comp should not entitle the public to my home address or other personal information. And I certainly do not want some ambulance tracing lawyer soliciting me because of my claim.
All right. Okay, thank you, Rep. Wilson. Do we have any other questions? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was the same question I had, it always concerns me when the employer wants to protect the employees under these circumstances. And so I went back and read, which I don't have with me, the lawsuit that basically gave rise to this, which was an attorney requesting information and had received a lot of information and then was stopped at one time. So the short of it is, for me, the concern is that the booklet, which I asked about, does not give any indication. And I doubt somebody's going to tell somebody that here's a form, you can sign this right off the bat. So that's my concern, is the sequence of things that take place. I agree, Social Security numbers, email addresses, telephone numbers, things like that, but all I can get on the state's computer right now and get information on almost anybody that has any business that they're conducting with the state of Alaska. But I would not, under this law, be able to get this. And I'm not quite sure I understand, because everything is public record. I can get on the court system's docket or on their computer in Fairbanks, and I can look up everybody's case by name or by docket number.
Representative Wilson, you want to respond to that?
Yes. Through the chair, Senator, we are not living in the same age as we used to be living in, and it used to be you could even ask somebody, find out, call up the permanent fund and get somebody's name on whoever applied for a permanent fund. But because of identity theft and things like that have happened, when nowadays we're very, very careful with that information. And yes, if it's public record, if there's a lawsuit, but just because somebody files a workman's comp claim does not mean that there's a lawsuit. And you know, lots of times they file the claim and they get taken care of, and that's all there is to it. And so that there's a little difference there. But also, when they did the workers' comp reform a couple years ago, they thought all of these loopholes were closed, and this is one that the court says it's a little ambiguous, and so they said that they had to go ahead and do that. And so what this bill does is makes it very sure what you can or cannot release.
No, I understand. Okay.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Any other questions? Seeing no one on the off-net or in the LIOs, anybody would like to come forward? Okay. Any final comments from the committee? We have a motion, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for House Bill 121, version M, with individual recommendations and fiscal notes 1 and 2, number 1 from the administration, 2 from the labor workforce development.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill with attached fiscal notes number 1 and number 2 and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Good job.
Next, we're going to take a brief at ease while we
almost did a bend.
Pass out the. It's out. Okay. We have. We'll just go to a brief at ease. On the record, as we had a work draft yesterday on 104, today we have the formal written new CS. I'd like to get the CS on the table and give members time to read through it. Senator Hoffman, would you please have a motion to move the to see it? Please have a motion to adopt version N.
Version what? M.
N is a Nancy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate Bill 104, version N, as a working document.
We have a motion to adopt version N as our working document. Do I hear objection? Seeing no objections. Later today, we're going to go ahead and post the schedule for tomorrow. We'll have a full agenda tomorrow. See everybody back at 9 a.m. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.